Hi, it's Louisa Jewell, and welcome to The Science of the Good Life, helping you be happier, stronger, and more successful. Today, I'm talking about what is positive psychology. I go to parties all the time, people ask me what I do, and I tell them I teach people about positive psychology. And they give me a funny look, and they'll say things like, "So, is that the opposite of negative psychology?" Or they'll say, "Oh yeah, I read The Secret, I love that stuff." Turns out, positive psychology has nothing to do with that. So, in this video today, I'm just going to take you briefly through what is positive psychology. Plain and simple, positive psychology is the scientific study of psychological well-being and human flourishing. So what does that mean? Let's break it down into three parts. Let's start number one with what do we mean by scientific study? Well, what we know about psychology today is actually researched at universities around the world. We've got researchers in labs, and they take human populations and research participants, and they study human behavior. Now, positive psychology is studied exactly the same way as traditional psychology. It's just a new arm within psychology, and it also focuses in on different topics, which brings me to point number two. For decades, psychologists have been focused in on the disease model of psychology. What do I mean by that? Well, they focus in on mental illness and what is wrong with us. And that's good, because we want to figure out how we can help people. The problem was, if you took a look at the psychological journals from 1967 to the year 2000, you would find hundreds of thousands of studies on things like anger and depression and anxiety, and really only a handful of studies on things like joy and happiness and life satisfaction. So then when you turn and you talk to people and you ask them, "What do you want in your life?" They would say, "I want to be happy." "What do you want for your children?" "I want my children to be happy. I want my children to be able to stay healthy regardless of what's going on in their life." So why weren't psychologists studying this? Now here's a great example. John Gottman, a world-renowned researcher in the area of marriages and relationships, once said, "When I figured out how to predict divorce, I thought I had found the key to saving marriages. I was wrong." And now here's something to tweet about. "I was not able to crack the code to saving marriages until I started to analyze what went right in happy marriages." John Gottman. So the call for positive psychology really was just to fix this imbalance in the study of psychology. It was meant to complement traditional psychology, and it never implies that it is better than traditional psychology or that it should replace traditional psychology. That's crazy. And that brings me to point number three. What about the part that positive psychology is about the study of well-being and happiness? Well, as soon as the popular media heard about positive psychology and heard that there were scientists from around the world who were studying happiness, well, the word just spread like wildfire. And kind of unfortunately for positive psychology, the whole study got branded with, you guessed it, the happy face. While studying happiness is a part of positive psychology, the field is really rich with so many applications that can be applied in so many domains of your life. I mean, positive psychologists study things like, how can I prevent myself from becoming depressed? How can I be more engaged at work? What can I do to help my child be more successful at school? How can I have greater purpose and meaning in my life? So as you can see from just that very short list, it's much more than just the study of happiness. Now let's do a quick recap. First of all, positive psychology is grounded in scientific study. It is meant to complement traditional psychology, not replace it. And it focuses in on what keeps us psychologically healthy. Positive psychology really is the scientific study of what makes life worth living. And that's why I love it so much. So I hope this video gives you a greater understanding of what positive psychology is all about. Now I want to hear from you. What else do you want to know about positive psychology? Leave a comment below or join the discussion at louisajewell.com. Did you like this video? If you did, please share it with your friends. And if you want more information about how to be happier, stronger, and more successful in your life, then please go to louisajewell.com and sign up for our email updates. And remember, if you want to be more courageous and confident in this world, you have to build the tools that will get you there. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.